Welcome to the Angry Admins Podcast for October 1st, 2007, episode 44. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 44 of the Angry Admin Show. I am one of your hosts, Ryan Necessary.
And I'm that other guy, Joe Bibby.
Who's recovering from the sickness.
That's right. That's not quite as nasally this week, but I do have a little bit of phlegm in the back of the throat still. It's nice.
It's Texas. All right, so this week, I think we are talking about Wi-Fi-ness in general, 802.11, awesome.
Yeah, we thought we'd talk about, you know, not just 802.11, but, you know, a little bit of everything wireless. And I kind of thought about this topic this week because I've been dealing with a lot of wireless garbage this week. And I know you've been dealing with some wireless stuff at work, too, and at home.
Yeah.
But to start things off, I thought I would share a little story. I finally fixed my wireless at home. I've got the U-verse at home with,
so this
from
is
AT&T.
This is the AT&T, like, all-in-one DVR.
Well, so this is their box that comes in. The phone line plugs into it, and then it sends TV and other things. And it also had wireless built in.
Mm-hmm.
But their wireless has been terrible from day one. And I've been trying to get my Linksys hacked router to work on it. But every time I plug it in, it floods it. Because I was trying to just keep it all on the same network and just use the Linksys as an access point.
Right.
But because the TV comes out over Cat 5, Cat 6, mm-hmm. whatever, comes out over Ethernet, and it's UDP, so it's just flooding the network with packets. And the Linksys wasn't smart enough to filter those out. So what I ended up having to do is just segment my network. And so now my TV and my Xbox is on one network, and then wireless and desktop are all on behind the Linksys.
So you've got it broken out by IP address range or subnet?
Yeah,
or?
I've got two subnets, basically.
Gotcha.
And so I've got the main AT&T router, and then I've got my router, which is on DMZ with the main router, so that I don't have double NAT going on.
So you're kind of shielded from all that spammy UDP.
Yeah, so the firewall on the Linksys filters all that garbage out, thankfully, but...
See, and if you were a responsible netizen, as mm-hmm. much as I hate to use that word, I don't think I've ever said that before. This is historic. A responsible netizen would block that fix mm-hmm. so that all of the other disease-infected, unhappy, downtrodden people who love U-verse but who just are wailing in agony because their Wi-Fi is not working.
But that would require a non-jaded desire to contribute back to society.
You're just a leech. You're just taking the fixes. Like, I'm not going to tell anyone how to fix this problem. Screw
no,
all
actually,
those people.
I'm probably going to put it up on there's a forum, uverseusers.com. It's kind of a central location for all things Uverse, and a nice community around site there. So
is it Uverse with a U or Uverse
yeah.
with a Y-O-U?
It used to be Y-O-U, and then they changed it to just the U because they're trying to be,
because that's hipper,
you know, hip.
Yeah. Right.
Overall, I'm happy with the service, though, but other than the Wi-Fi garbage. But anyway, that got me thinking about wireless, and, you know, we've been dealing with wireless at work, and I thought we could, you know, just kind of jive a little bit about some wireless stuff.
Yes, my big Wi-Fi thing, I guess, over the last couple of weeks was our Canopy system, which is the backhauls.
So this is a pretty cool thing. Before you dive into the story, why don't you tell them a little bit about what this is so they can kind of understand what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, it's basically it's two radio dishes. You know, mm-hmm. imagine like if you have satellite for your television system on the roof of your house, imagine two of those dishes pointed at each other, you know,
yeah.
and it's a point-to-point system for doing wireless.
Yeah.
Now, they're supposedly good up to 5 miles.
Right.
But obviously I haven't tried it that far yet. I think right now I'm at about 1,000 yards, maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a real strong signal. I'm getting no packet loss because they're just like they're just like right on.
Yeah, people walk through it and just fall over dead. We don't know why.
Yeah, like the little sparrows fly and then they fall. So, but yeah, so it's Canopy makes them. And these are, they have a lot of different ones, but these are in the 5.2 gigahertz range. So the nice thing there is that it's not talking on the same bandwidth as your other access points and your off-the-shelf routers and stuff like that. So you don't have to worry about, well, there's going to be a lot of noise from this. It's like, well, it's over in another, it's in another spectrum. So that's nice. They'll do 10 or 20 megabit.
Nice.
Right now I have them set to 10, and they were really happy with it. I might leave them there at 10, but you know, maybe around Christmas, if they're still using it, I might take it up to 20 just to give it a kind of a stress test. And then if we ever have to go a long distance, I'll probably have to come back down to 10.
Right.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. We got a couple of there's a company called SkyMast, and they make nice
yeah, like, those things are pretty sweet,
military grade tripods.
Yeah.
With nice nylon cases, and there's like bubble levels in all places of it, and there's like a compass that points north. That's and nice. All kinds of crazy it's stuff with cool. these tripods. And they're totally modular, so that you can, you know, take the things up in like 3-foot sections. And I don't have these dishes up very tall, you know, because I'm so close, I'm not worried about, you know, ground absorption.
Right.
But I think if, you know, if we go out to the field, you know, to Arizona or something again, I'll probably take them up, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet, you know, just to really get them up there.
Well, they're nice and modular, but they're also, and my impression is they're sturdy enough, and the way they're designed, you could make them permanent if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, though, just the way they're designed.
It's I mean, you a really see good them design. Around. Like, when I drive around Houston, I see these things for, like, traffic cameras and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's the same deal.
So you're supporting the man?
No. I'm learning how to hack the man. But, yeah, these things are really good. They're all weather.